This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The court fight over the legality of mifepristone, one of the drugs used in medication abortions, continues. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Colorado is now involved on two fronts.
The state is part of a lawsuit intended to ensure the drug remains available. A judge in Washington ruled in favor of that case last week. Colorado's attorney general has also signed on to a second case in Texas, asking the appeals court there to overturn a ruling that found the drug should never have been approved. Because Colorado is covered by the Washington ruling, the attorney general's office says mifepristone will remain available here, even if the Texas ruling is allowed to take effect. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Standardized tests in social studies may soon be eliminated. Several years ago, state lawmakers significantly reduced the number of tests students take. Now only fourth and seventh graders take social studies tests, which the bill would do away with. Bill's sponsor, Representative Kathy Kipp.
It's time that we gave the instructional time back to our teachers and the learning time back to our students that we otherwise spend doing this test.
Opponents of the bill worry students will be less historically informed if there isn't a requirement to teach social studies. The bill has cleared the Senate and faces a House floor vote. And the Summit Daily News needs the public's help digitizing its archives. The free newspaper has been fundraising for 3 months and has raised $1,800 so far. But it says the project will cost about $165,000 total, even with assistance from Summit County. The Summit Daily News began in 1989. This is CPR News.